Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday. Well, you guys, today we're going to talk about how staying calm, it actually can improve your success. Now, this is all about knowing when to slow down. I was kind of stressing out a little bit over not doing my show at a certain time and getting things done at a specific time this month because I had to go to the dentist, then I had a cold, you know, and it kind of all happened at the same time. And then I thought about it for a minute, well, after I got back from the dentist, where I didn't have a choice but to just like sit and be still. And it dawned on me, what is the big deal? Calm down and everything is going to work out, because you're going to get back to work and you're going to work it out. So it'll be fine. So don't stress over it. So our overall theme for this month, it's all about using present moment actions to make your future vision happen, to help it to come true the way you want it to achieve the goals that you set at the beginning of the year, and you want to have them achieved by the end of the year, or maybe over the next 2 or 3 years. Either way, you have some kind of deadline date that you set for yourself. And I have some deadline dates that I've set for myself also, but I thought about it and I thought, man, who has time for this? I don't have time for this. But then it hit me, as I said, when I didn't have a choice but to sit there, you know, with the tooth throbbing. Okay, not the tooth. The tooth throbbing, that area where that was worked on, where everything was throbbing. And I thought, you know what? Yeah, you need to be still. So the point that I'm making is that instead of getting stressed out, it dawned on me that, you know, I kind of thought about my past, some of the things that I've been through in the past, and I believe this will help you guys also. So as we talk about how staying calm improves success, think about how you are performing on a daily basis. So the thing about it is that when you're stressed out, and I thought about it, when I was stressed out and I was pushing to make something happen, you know, several years ago, I always ended up being frustrated, moving a lot faster than I should have moved, making decisions in haste, and having to go back and do some things over or kind of clean up a mess because I wanted to make it happen. And I think sometimes when we're stressed out, and it's not because we have so much work. I think stress can also come because we don't believe that we're going to make our goals happen. We don't believe that we're capable of making it happen. So we don't believe that we're going to get the very things that we want to get. We don't believe we're going to bring those things into our lives. So, but when we're able to stay calm, it improves your success. Why? Because your faith goes to a whole nother level. It says, hey, things are going to work out. You're going to be fine. So just slow down. So what I want to do is give you a few insights on this wonderful Wednesday that will help you to see how staying calm will actually improve your success. And when you feel yourself really kind of moving super fast, there's a difference between going fast because you're fast and efficient. You know what you're doing. You have an amazing plan and you are just working on all 8 cylinders. So, you know, not 4 cylinders, 8 cylinders. That's a super fast car. Okay, faster. 12 cylinders is even faster, but let's go with 8. So 8 cylinders, you are really going fast, but you're also efficient. So that doesn't mean that you're stressed out, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to slow down or calm down. It's only when you are stressing yourself out, you're pushing to make something happen, that perhaps you're trying to make it happen before it's time, or you're trying to make it happen without you knowing how to sustain it. So here are some insights to consider when it comes to staying calm and knowing when to slow down. First of all, you know, when you are not calm, it comes what comes with that is a feeling of restlessness. And feeling restless, that can lead to impromptu decisions that may or may not work for you. I've discovered that most of the time it doesn't work out for you. So if you find yourself feeling restless and you make this impromptu decision, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't act on the decision. It means that perhaps you need to think it through more. Just take a moment and think it through and ask yourself the right question, as well as perhaps seek out your group to ask people in your group to ask them some questions. You know, I call it like your power team. And that power team is made up of people who will tell you the truth, people who will give you questions to ask. It's not just about them giving you an opinion of what they would do, because sometimes what works for them won't work for you. But it is about them having that wisdom that will ask you specific questions that will make you think so that you can stay calm enough to come up with the best decision, or make the best decision, or see that whether the decision that you've made, if you should follow through on it. So it's really important that you stay calm, because a feeling of restlessness that can really make some things happen that you have to clean up later, as you know, I talked about in the beginning. The second thing is that we see a lot or read a lot about the daily grind, and oh, I'm grinding here and I'm doing this, you know, and the daily grind is, you know, for me, that just like is annoying. You know, when I went to the dentist the other day and they were testing, you know, my teeth and everything. And so bite down, and then they asked me to grind my teeth. And I thought, wow, that's annoying. Okay, so grinding is, to me, it's like a stressful thing, okay? And granted, that didn't stress me out, having to grind my teeth. But the point I'm making is that when it comes to staying calm, you don't want to think about this fact that, oh, I got to go get it, I got to get it, I got to get it, I got to get it. And I get it. People are all hyped up and excited about Grant Cardone and his 10X. And then there's 90X, not his, but there's a journal out there. Oh, you're going to amplify your performance by 90 times. And that's all great. Okay, listen, if you're going to succeed, you do have to make it happen in terms of getting out there and doing the work. But the rest of that is you have to work smart. You have to have the best model, business model for your business. You have to have some really great plans, a great schedule that will help you stay on course. You have to make sure that you have enough knowledge. You don't have to know everything, but at least enough knowledge. You have to make sure you have the right connections so that the things that you don't know, you have some resources. So you also need to make sure you have some other resources that go beyond just what other people know, and you having to take other people's word for it. So it's just a whole lot of things that you have to do, but these are very doable for you. So I don't want to give you the idea that, oh no, you don't want to do the 10X thing. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is it's okay to breathe. It's okay to relax. It's okay to take a breath. And, you know, one of these days I'll meet Grant Cardone and I'll ask him the question, so do you ever take a vacation? Because it sounds like to me, you have enough money to do what it is you want to do. And it sounds like you're living a pretty stellar life based on your videos. So my point that I'm making is that the whole daily grind thing, I think people are taking it to a level that's causing the aspiring entrepreneurs to really get stressed out. Okay, thinking of achievement as a daily grind, that's not going to guarantee you success. I know some people whose names, of course, I won't call on this show, but they are working sun up to sun down, and they talk about the daily grind. They put it on their Facebook pages. They talk about it when I talk to them. Oh yeah, you know, how's it going? You know, I'm grinding. You know, and yet they are not moving the needle at all. But they are stressed out, so they're not getting to where it is they want to be. So the thing is that while this daily grind idea where you have to work, work, work all the time. And yes, you do have to put in your time. You know, I have to make sure I say that. I mean, it's not like you're just going to be able to, you know, get in a, I guess, a gondola, assuming you were in Italy, or and just float down the river while someone else, you know, rows the boat. So the thing that, but what I'm getting to here is that you don't have to work yourself to death. That's not why you're here on this earth, because there are times when, you know, you need to take that break. You need to stay calm, and you need to think some things through. So the daily grind doesn't guarantee success, but it could guarantee unwanted stress. Now, I read Damon John's book, The Power of Being Broke. And he had another book I read. I don't remember that title because actually, honestly speaking, I didn't read the entire book, but his books are great, you guys. So I want to point that out. So Grant Cardone's books, they're awesome also. And I've read both of their books. So the point that I'm getting to is that, you know, Damon Johns talks about, you know, the daily grind. Now that works for him, and it's an acronym that works for him, but we've turned it into something else. But here's the thing. Damon Johns, who of course is now recovered from cancer, the thing about it is the idea that you have to work that hard to the point where you don't relax, where you don't calm down, where you don't take a moment to breathe. And I'm not saying that's why he got cancer, but what I'm saying is for some of us, that just doesn't work because it will make some of us sick. Okay. And there our dream, it's going out the window. Now, I don't mean to sound morbid, but hey, it is what it is, you guys. The truth of the matter is if you have a really good plan, a good business model, a good product, if you're meeting the right needs and underserved needs, okay, and in some case, overserved needs where they're being overserved with products that don't work. So it just depends on what you're doing. Okay. So that will determine, you know, where you're going with everything. So this idea of the daily grind, this may have worked for Damon Johns, and obviously it's worked for him because he's done some amazing things. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, he's on Shark Tank. And it's has obviously worked for Grant Cardone. But I think somewhere along the line, they forget to tell people that they do take a break. Okay, they need to let people know, hey, I go on vacation. You know, I have family time. I spend time with my children, with my spouse. You know, so they need to let people know that because always working, I don't know if they work all the time. I don't think they do, but I don't know for a fact. But this might work for them, but it may not necessarily work for you. Sometimes when you're calm and when you slow down a bit, this can actually improve your success. You know what? I always have a thought, and I would call it a theory, but it's actually a tested theory, and it's a biblical concept. You know, God, what, built everything in 6 days and rested on the 7 days. On the seventh day, he took a rest. He rest. He didn't do anything. And he looked at everything and said, wow, this is good. And of course, we're here, so we know he built some amazing things for us. My point that I'm making is sometimes when I'm talking to people and they always ask me, you know, they'll say, oh man, you're always working. And I said, no, I'm not always working. Okay. I will take a day off and that day belongs to me. And I have quiet time. I have prayer time. I breathe. I have some fun. So, I take some time for myself. And you say, well, I don't have enough money to go and have fun. Well, you know what? You can go to a park and have fun. And a lot of parks are free. Okay. And there are other things that you can find that don't cost a lot of money. So you want to take a look at how things are going for you, because understand this, that when you're not able to stay calm, then you're putting out some vibes that makes other people nervous to be around you. Okay. And they are not going to connect with you in the way that you want them to. I mean, have you ever had that happen? You call, like, I don't know, made how many sales calls in a day? It's like, nobody returned your call or nothing happened, or you went on all these appointments and you got nothing and you were so frustrated. At that point, you are no longer calm. And make no mistake about it, you took that exact same energy into those appointments with you. So you really want to just calm down and trust that if you have a good product, if you're doing the right work, if you have your personality intact, okay, and you're not making it all about you, hey, buy this because I need money, and you're thinking about the people that you're dealing with, and you truly believe in what you're doing, which means that your relationship with yourself is full of integrity at that point. And so then you're going to get some results. Now, here is another point as we start to wrap up. You can hear your heart. You know, when you stay calm, you can hear your heart and you can hear your heart's desires. And when you take that time to breathe and just listen and not be in such a hurry, the daily grind to make it all happen and to make it happen in 3 days or 4 days or a week for that matter. And so once you can truly hear your heart's desire, then your direction becomes clearer. And on Tuesday, we talked about making an impact decision. And so actually, when you can hear your heart's desire, you will make an impact decision that will take you farther than the daily grind would take you. See, even people who are super successful and they're talking about working a lot, understand this. When they talked when they were broke and they didn't have as much, okay, they were working, yes, but there were times when they had to just be still. They went through periods of frustration. They went through times where they had to take a step back and rethink the directions that they were going in. These are the times when they stay calm. They had to reconnect with their heart's desire, reconnect with themselves so that they could get clarity on the direction that they wanted to go in. Now, I'm talking about them, but I can also speak from my own personal experiences. You know, when I really wanted to make something happen, as I shared at the beginning, and it just didn't happen because I was just pushing and pushing, and I wanted it to happen in my time, my way, and I had a great plan, but the plan, it was supposed to happen like in a day. Everybody was supposed to love the plan. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. But guess what? When I took a step back, I stayed calm. I got calm. I thought it through. And then I saw where I was missing one element in my plan. Changed that one element. And all of a sudden, people wanted what I had to offer. So you want to think about that, how staying calm improves your success. And this gives you some indication as to knowing when you should slow down. And here's another thing. And this is the final one as we say goodbye on this wonderful Wednesday. You're going to enjoy your life more and you're going to enjoy the journey. And that's going to bring the results faster than you could possibly imagine. Now, I've heard some speakers say, oh, forget about the journey. You know, don't think about that. The journey is not a big deal. They make it sound like you're going to get there tomorrow. Keep in mind that you're taking advice from people. They're speaking in in-game terms. In other words, they've won the game, the particular game that they set out to win. And they're on their, on the way to building something more, building something bigger. So they're thinking on a much higher level. Now, I have to put my caveat in. You want to listen to them because it's inspiring, it's educational, and it gets you to thinking about your future vision. And that's important that you think about your future vision. But understand that in the present moment, you have got to calm down and be sure that you have put some things in place that will help you get to that future vision, help you realize that future vision. It's not about who you were yesterday. It's not about who you're going to be 3 months or 6 months or 2 years from now. It's about you understanding who you desire to be 3 months or 2 years or however many years from now. It's about understanding that, but also realizing that in the present moment, the actions that you take is what will get you there faster. It's what will get you there with in a calm manner so you won't be stressed out. Because what good does it do to make all of the money and you stressed yourself out? Now you've got to spend it on medicine trying to make yourself healthy again. And that's a whole nother subject. So the point that I'm making is staying calm. It will improve your success. It will improve your chances. It will really enhance your performance. And as I used as an example, think about this. I mean, God built this universe and everything in 6 days, and he rest on the seventh. Now, you can build very strong. You can build calmly but efficiently. And yes, that does include being fast. As long as you're efficient, you can build in that manner also because we're made in his image. So you want to keep that in mind. And it doesn't say, based on my readings, I haven't read where he was like super stressed out and say, oh man, I got like 6 days to do this. And okay, how do I make fish? Okay, what do they look like? Okay, fish. Wow, and how many should I make? It doesn't say that he stressed out. What he said that everything he made at the end, he said, this is good. So that tells you he was pretty calm, not to mention confident about what he built. And if we are made in his image, then it's up to us to have that same level of confidence and to stay calm, knowing that we are building something good. If you're building something good, and I've given kind of some parameters, and we'll talk more about your plan in the near future. And if you're building something good, then it's going to happen. You might need some help. You might need to connect with different people. You might need to learn some more things. But at the end of the day, stay calm enough so that your heart can tell you which direction to go in, and you can connect with the right people, connect with the right products, connect with everything that you need so that you can get to where it is you need to be. So staying calm will not only improve your success, it's going to almost guarantee that you're successful. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.